Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. Don't forget, for those that are on the Gulf Coast, we're on 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. We love to be in the homes and the living rooms helping you understand, hopefully, as we seek a perspective, a light Word of God perspective of what's going on. And if you've been listening about recently about China, I mean, these are major ordeals. These are huge things going on right now. And it's a shocker when you find out that it looks like the very ones that you were counting on to be with you was actually selling you out for 30 pieces of silver. You know what I'm saying? Can you
imagine? Yep.
It's like, I thought you were actually sworn to uphold the Constitution, not to sell America out for 30 pieces of silver. But it looks like, I mean, right now I'm at that. And when you see how things shift, when you look at how things shift, and you haven't yet listened to or seen rebuilding the walls of America, the church in America, the heart of Nehemiah, you need to really begin to just let that soak into you, because the church has yet to see its best day. I mean, some awesome days are ahead for the church, but with it, persecution is going to come. But in that, you know, these earlier words we're talking about was Dmitri Dudeman. There's a dream that God had given him in 1996, and it talks about how America, God's just basically going to let the trouble happen to America. And somebody says, that wouldn't happen. Have you seen what's already happened?
Yeah, right.
Have you seen what's already happened? And the reports are according to prophecies, according to several different prophetic words, according to Dmitri Dudeman, according to the fulfillment of what we're seeing now, even this week with Putin and more flexibility of our president and the DNC having the Russian fleet behind there. When we're talking about bombing Syria, Israel was totally surrounded, and there was a Russian fleet right outside of there, floating outside of Israel during that time, during those threats. And it's like, what are we doing? And it looks like, and if you look biblically, a lot of times we just read a chapter in the Word of God and we think, well, that happened in about 20 seconds because it took me 20 seconds to read that.
Right.
Versus, well, when there's a transition, when there's a shifting, and there's one thing about wars, wars change borders. You know, wars, that's when borders change. That's when constitutions change. That's when powers change. And so you don't want war if you want to keep what you have. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to lose the Constitution. You don't want to lose your economy. And, but when you look at those transitions that took place, and we're talking about the church here, we're not talking about others. And in Israel, was something had to happen to get people to buy in, to cause these things to shift, to all of a sudden, Jezebel is, even though she's not really the king, she is the king, even though she's the queen, and the king's not even doing what he's supposed to be doing, even though God called him to do it, and so anyway, she's running the nation,
right?
You know, male or female, but this stronghold's running the nation, and that's what was happening over God's folks. And somehow somebody had to begin to establish, which, you know, Ahab was doing it, and Jezebel was even doing more of it, which was bringing in false gods and worship of Baal and Asherah and Dagon and all these gods. So somebody had to go build the local Dagon temple, and somebody had to build the local. I mean, there's these processes that happen that a lot of times when you read the Word of God, you can be, you know, thinking it just was, but it wasn't before it was. So how did it get to this particular point? And so you got to understand, okay, meditate. Like, what was it like when the entire nation of Israel was hiding behind rocks and they were terrified that this giant was going to destroy them? I mean, the whole nation, the king and everyone was terrified of Goliath and the army that was with Goliath, and David didn't know anything about it, but he knew God. And so when he goes to deliver lunch to his brothers who are hiding behind stucco, which is a form of rock, right? Isn't that a form of rock?
Yeah.
Stucco,
yeah.
Like smeared rock.
It's made of concrete.
Smeared
yeah.
rock, you know. And he talked to his brothers, and he said, Here she is, you know, a bologna sandwich and a barley loaf, whatever. And he's looking at him. Are you hiding? You know, right. And he overhears in the local CNN broadcast. No, he overhears a local speech. He overhears Putin talking about how he's going to threaten America. He overhears China talk about how, you know, he overhears this threat coming against the nation of Israel. And so he hears this guy saying, you know, I'm going to destroy Israel. I mean, Goliath is just shouting these threats out, and all the nation, including the king, was basically hiding behind. They were in hiding. They were terrified of what can happen. But one young man who knew God, who spent time with God, you know, he was shocked. He was just shocked. It's like, have y'all quit reading your Bibles? Do you not pray anymore? Have you not heard the voice of the Lord? Do you not understand he's the creator of the universe and holds everything together, that nothing can... Don't you understand that you're God's chosen folks? Don't you understand that he will defend you? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against the armies of God? Now, understand, you couldn't say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against America? Because America is not the church. But there's a church in America, and it's like, where are you? Are you hiding behind, you know, 501c3s? I mean, what are you hiding behind? Are you hiding behind boards and hiding behind committees, or where are you? And it's like, oh, it's scared. Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, no. And so David comes out and he just says, you know, who is this coming against God's folks? Who is this making this threat? And of course, it's really, I mean, you think about how you felt if you're the one hiding behind the rock and you justified that. We have a new strategy. It's called Hide Behind the Rock. It's 101. Mm-hmm. We have a PowerPoint, and we'll show you why we need to avoid associating in public anymore, because there's a giant out there and he might hurt us. So we all, and all of a sudden somebody comes up and says, that's a farce. You're not supposed to be hiding behind rocks. You're supposed to be in the streets and telling everybody about the Lord, and God will defend you. Who is this coming against the armies of God? And so, of course, it probably hurt their pride. And so they started saying back to this David, saying, you know, you runt, you know, what are you doing out here? You and your few sheep. What are you? I mean, they just begin to just dog him out. You always were a prideful person. It's like, no, I think you're hiding behind the rock. And they just begin to ridicule the one who God had chosen to lead them. In the future, these very same folks are going to say, you know what? Come lead us, David. Come lead us, David. And so David, think about this. And this is what's happening right now. We got to understand, we got to dissect the church in regards, not dissect the church, but pull her out of the nations and understand she's in the nations, but not of the nations. She's her own ethnos. She's her own nation in the context of that, and begin to relate with pure Christianity and in the context of what God is saying in this. And, because a king says to, David, when David says, I'll take it down. I'll take this stronghold down. The king starts to say, okay, well, here's you some stuff. I mean, he's literally having a young boy defend a nation. That's how desperate they were. And look how desperate the church is in America right now. And some of the things that are going on is like, no, we just need to come out from behind the rocks. We just need to come out and change this institutionalized enterprise that we've turned the church into, that Rick Joyner's talking about. We need to get back to just the pure form of Christianity again. It'd be a lot cheaper. And so in that, he tries to put on all of his stuff to be able to, he says, listen, I can't do this stuff. I got to, ever how I relate to God, that's how I got to relate to God. Just give me my slingshot and my five rocks, right? Mm-hmm. He goes out and he takes down the stronghold that the entire nation was hiding behind. Now we've got, as the church, we've got to begin to stand up. And yeah, as Americans, you know, if you're in America and you're listening to this, yeah, you need to be a good constitutional citizen. You need to be in context of under the Constitution and the laws of the land. But in Christianity allows for that. God wants us to be good citizens in whatever nation that we're in. But you don't sell out Jesus. I mean, that the Constitution is not the Bible. Because of the Bible, because of what Wycliffe and everyone did and the journey of America, you know, how we got here and how we stay here, and you can go back and you can listen to that, that it birthed a nation, yes, But the Bible came before the Constitution.
Right.
And the kingdom came before America and the kingdom of God. And so here we are today, and we're looking at the world is shifting as we know it. But big things are taking place as we know it. And hegemony is still, you know, on the mouths of men. Men still want to rule the world. They still want to, I mean, it's like, isn't that like take a lot of energy? I mean, why would...
All right.
And what it is it's whatever's the darkness behind them that's driving them, like Hitler was driven and all those ones are driven. But we're starting to see Putin look like he wants to go back to the original place of where Russia was prior to, you know, their fall. And when you look at why they fell, when you look at how their economy fell, and you look where America reportedly was involved in crashing their economy, I mean, we don't have... You know, as the church, we want to tie ourselves to the Lord. Because
right.
What happens is when you turn your back on the Lord, there's a grace on your life. And grace just helps us in our stupidity when we make mistakes and when grace is undeserved things. And so when you're walking with God, it's not in your, you know, the grace of God's on your life. It's just... Everybody looks at you in amazement because they're thinking, like, there's no way he could be floating. There's no way he could be standing. There's no way that he could still be alive or she could be alive. The thing is, that's the grace of God. But if you turn your back, church in America, if you turn your back on God, he pulls that grace off. And all of a sudden, all of our nastiness, all of our errors, all of our mistake, everything that his grace once covered is now exposed. And what it does, it drives us back to the cross and goes, you know, dear God, I don't know what I was thinking. Forgive me. You are the Lord of my life. I lay it all down. You know, forgive me for my haughtiness or whatever it is. But you, it brings you back and you realize, for by grace am I saved. And that's why your grace is amazing, right?
That's
amazing
right.
Grace. How
amazing.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like Pat. But think about this. So this is a prophetic word. You're hearing a prophetic utterance. Make sure you hear each of these programs on China. We'll have more when we come back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here. Push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now.
Mm-hmm.
And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're coming right back, continuing this conversation about China. Breaking news, it looks like hackers just hit eBay. They're telling you to reset your passwords. Now, if you haven't yet, there's a segment we have on the Heartbleed virus. Mm-hmm. It's on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu there on the VFN Torch, it says, at VFNTV.com, it has VFN Torch. And you can just click on the VFN Torch and search for Heartbleed. And what they do is they give you some great wisdom on how to how to handle this day and age that we're in. Because one of the prophetic words that was given by John Paul Jackson was that the internet is obviously going to be, you know, hit. It's being hit continually. We got some people out there doing a wonderful job keeping the internet going and afloat and that type of thing. But it has a long ways to go. We're very vulnerable from what I understand. But which means back your stuff up and don't back it up on a computer. You know, back it up on something outside offline. And but this Heartbleed virus that's out there that's supposed to be gathering everybody's passwords. They tell you in the segment, you can watch the entire video there, that what some different things you need to do, the different companies that have been attacked. But you know, based on what we're seeing and what we're hearing and what I'm hearing, is just prepare to reboot continually. You know, if you're if you are a person who is totally dependent on your computer, maybe you work at home, maybe you're, imagine this, you know, unplug your computers for a day and work and find out how much that you're dependent upon. And then begin to adjust your life accordingly. Say, well, I need to make some redundancies here. I need to have my data stored somewhere else. Not, you know, I think these services are great, you know, when you're sending your data off to somewhere, but you're sending your data off to somewhere. You know, take some time, a simple terabyte. You can store a ton of information on terabytes. And that's just like a hard drive that you can just take all the stuff to your computer, all your family photos and your paperwork and all. And I encourage you, if you haven't yet, listen to Prudent Preparation, and there it talks about some different things, how to be prepared for this. And one is, you know, get off the save the green trees thing and say, start sending me paper bills, paper bank statements, because you need paper. You're going to have paper to prove things.
Right.
And if it's not on paper, you have no way to prove it, because you're not going to be able to pull up your iPhone or something in some of these different transitions. And I talked to the local bank about, you know, this potential financial shaking. And I said, what do you think about this? And, you know, she said, after coming back from a national bank meeting, that we don't even know. We don't even know. And I said, well, what's going to happen? She says, well, we close the bank down. So if you're thinking you're going to go run and go to the bank and, you know, Pat and me going to get our $26 out. Get my $26 now. I want my $26. Right. They just close the bank. They declare a holiday. And it's not a happy holiday. And they lock the doors, and that's what they have designed to lock the doors, because they have to stop the panic. They want to, their goal is, and their understanding, based on my understanding of it, that they want to get everybody to calm down before you withdraw your money. Because if everybody withdraws their money, the currency no longer moves like electricity, and the currency doesn't move, and the whole thing crashes because it's built on confidence. So they're trying to prevent a crash. And so that's some of the things that they came up with, I think, after 1929 when the stock market crashed. And the Knickerbocker Bank, you never forget what happened. You'll never believe what happened, what caused the economic crash in 1929. There was a bank reportedly, the Knickerbocker Bank, that lent out more money than they had assets for.
Sounds familiar.
Right. It's happening right now.
It's happening to every bank almost. It's like, you know, it's like, uh-oh, what do you do to that? And somebody says, print some more money, some more money, which means, by the way, the dollar, the paper money, it loses its value. I remember when the economy crashed in Russia and all of a sudden their money lost its value. They still had it. They still had the money. But it took a lot more of those paper money to be able to get bread. And so they're going to a store, and everybody ransacked the stores anyway, and they were trying to bring in wheelbarrows full of their paper money, just trying to get some food. And that's what happens. The reason why the paper money has value, it used to have a gold standard behind it, but I believe it was Richard Nixon, I'm not sure, President Nixon, one of them removed the gold standard. So if you had a dollar in your pocket, there was a dollar's worth of gold somewhere, and that represented a dollars worth of gold. And now it represents an IOU from a nation who may or may not have the gold. They won't even let the congressman there. Fox News is reporting that they won't even let the congressman go look at the gold at Fort Knox. Germany's requested their gold back. And China's buying tons of gold because that's what you do when things are about to go, because the paper's not going to mean anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And what they told China, what they told Germany is, we'll give you a part of it, and it'll happen over a 7-year period, maybe like 10% of their gold or something. And I didn't know this, but the reason why we had so much gold of other countries' gold is because we were this world power that when we helped win this world war, you know, that was the safest place for your money. We're going to help you out. You give us gold, we'll give you dollars. And all of a sudden, we became the International Monetary Fund.
It was FDR that took us off the gold standard.
Yeah, FDR. Yes, and then he actually started demanding gold, and you got put in jail, $10,000 fine or in prison if you didn't turn in your gold. So understand this. Don't put your trust in money. Don't put your trust in gold. You can't serve God and money. But if you listen to God, this is what he says. He says over and over again in his word, he says, hear what my spirit says to the church. You know, hear what my spirit tells you. If you spend time with me, abiding with me, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to let you know what to do. It could be, you know, I'm going to multiply the spaghetti. It could be get up from here and go to this next place. You know, it could be go over here because there's a provision at this particular place called Goshen. I mean, it could be all kinds of things. But he's going to take care of you. But you got to follow him and hear his voice. And that's when we talk about abiding. It is essential. That you begin to have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Not an abiding relationship with a man or a woman, but an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. If I could tell you anything, now is the time for you to meet this Jesus you've been talking about. This one you may have been telling people about him. You know, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says, many people are going to come to me at the judgment seat on the last days, and they're going to say, you know, I did a lot of things in your name. I did a lot of things for you, Jesus. I meant miracles, signs, wonders, prophecy, all this kind of stuff. And he's going to say, but I never knew you. Think about that. That means you can do all this Jesus stuff. You can have a Jesus pen. You can be a member of a local church that's called Jesus Incorporated. I mean, you can have all that stuff going on. And you can be laying hands on people in the name of Jesus, and the power in the name of Jesus heals them, not you. And you can be confused thinking you are your gift. And you could think you're all right with God, but you don't know him. If anything you need to do right now, don't listen to anybody other than what I'm telling you right this moment, and then begin to listen based on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. He says, my sheep know my voice, and they follow none other. There'll be a day that you'll hear the voice of the Son of Man, and you shall live. It's not some optional thing. It's not some, you know, and yeah, we do hear other people who hear from the Lord, but the word amen doesn't mean it's time to go eat a pot roast now. Amen means the message is over. Amen means it bears witness with your spirit. That's exactly what God was telling me. That's true what you said. I mean, even if it's a tough amen, it's like, yeah, that's right. And this is how what draws us together is the voice of the Lord. That's how you can go to other nations, other cities, other countries. And you've never met a day in your life, but as soon as Jesus in you meets Jesus in them, it's like you've been together forever. You know why? Because you've been following the same Lord. Mm-hmm. One God, one Spirit, one Lord. And so we have a plan for you. It's a simple plan at iabide.org. But it's really very, very simple. I mean, think about this. Think about just 5 fingers on your hand, right? Every day when you spend time with God, you know, think about this. The first thing you need to do is to think about how you're grateful to him. Because in Romans, he says, They were not grateful to God. They didn't acknowledge him. They had no gratitude for him. And so he turns over a nation to certain levels of judgment because of that. Just start your day out every day. You know, what are you grateful for? Gratitude. And just write it down. And you're talking to the Lord what he did, and you're acknowledging him. Therefore, you're being grateful and you're acknowledging him. And you just say, Lord, I am so grateful for what you did yesterday and how you did this. And just write it down. The next thing you would write down after writing gratitude down, you'd write down the word word, W-O-R-D. Because he says, your word have I memorized. Have I hidden my heart that I wouldn't sin against you? I meditate on your word day and night. He says this. He says, if you want to be successful, that's what he says in Joshua chapter 1. He said, if you want to be successful, meditate on my word day and night. And so you're walking in success this way. So write the word down, and then have one particular scripture that you're memorizing that week. You just every week when you start your time with the Lord, every day when you start your time with the Lord, you write that same sentence out. The third thing you write down is where. So write the word where. As you're reading that day, God, where do you want me to read at? And as you're reading the scriptures, all of a sudden God stops you. Where does he stop you? And wherever he stops you, write that scripture down. And you write that scripture down, write the word what. And this is what you say. What are you saying to me about me? And you just write that down. You're just learning to dialogue with God. And the last thing that you do after this awesome time with the Lord, you write down the word cross. And you think, dear God, what do I need to lay down at the cross? I need to remember your finished work on the cross of Christ. Dear God, what am I picking up? What am I carrying? What am I anxious about? What am I being prideful about? Lord, I just lay it all down. Just write down what you're laying down at the cross. Five simple words. Gratitude. Word. Where. What. And the cross. The cross of Christ. Your life will be fundamentally transformed. Find out more at iabide.org.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says Visit Our Sponsors, I want you to go there and just... You see them, you go there, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on Visit Our Sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, if you missed our earlier programs about China, you need to be able to catch them. I know that you're looking at a shift taking place where President Putin signed an agreement with China they're saying, USA Today is reporting that the reason why they are doing this is because they're concerned of what the sanctions that are being put on by America because of him coming down into the Ukraine. But the truth is, I mean, the truth is God knows the actual truth, but prophetically insights that God's been showing and we've been talking about over the program for quite some time about in this whole journey is this has been a whole organized effort. I mean, you think about this, that it's almost like turning over the baton of leadership of the world to President Putin. When you think about it, I mean, it just seems that way because we talked about it earlier. He got the, you know, saying I'll have more flexibility after the election in the context of the Democratic National Convention. They have the Russian military fleet up. That sends a huge sign out to the world and definitely to Putin. That's definitely a message to Putin. Mm-hmm. Then you have saying we're going to bomb, you know, Syria. We're going to come in Damascus, I believe it was, you know, coming towards Damascus. At the same time, the Russian fleet was, floating outside in the context of that. And the entire Arab League pretty much gathers together and says, listen, America, if you will get in and deal with this Assad regime, then we will finance it. We will pay for this. Mm. But instead of doing that, the reports are that our president turns over the entire Arab League, over 500 million Muslims, you know, Muslim nations, Muslims in these particular 21 Muslim nations, and just turns over the leadership to Putin. Did we not read that?
Yeah.
Did we not talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about that. I mean, it's sort of like saying, you know, I'm noticing in your resume here that, you know, you worked at McDonald's, you worked at Burger King, you know, you worked at this other burger joint that you got a fast food career. Mm-hmm. Right? You would say something mm-hmm. like that, right? When it's like, okay, I'll transmit this to Vladimir. I will organize the Arab League and turn them over to Vladimir. I will say nothing when Vladimir is coming into the Ukraine in regards to a military response. And then I will make economic threats that justify your connection and commitment to China. And it looks just, well, he's getting threatened. I can see why he's cutting deals with China now. $400 billion 30-year deal with $300 billion USA Today is reporting in the future. And talking about building a bridge. And that's very interesting because that's part of what God showed me about a bridge being built or just going over this bridge and how it was the same on both sides of the bridge. And it's like, and there's some major shiftings taking place. But you think about it, you know, America's 300 and something million folks, and China is 1.3, 1.4 billion.
Mm, right.
They are what, like 4.5 times or something like that, 3.5 times our size. I mean, think about that. That's huge. They're huge. I mean, their military, or their police force is like a million, over a million uh-huh. officers, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's huge. That's huge when you think about it. And it's like we're being downsized. We're getting to, this is, I don't know if you heard the earlier program when Pat and John were talking about transitional packages. Yeah. America's getting a transitional package.
For sure.
A fundamental transformation package. And it's like, what are we going to do? And we began to talk about this in an earlier program. What does it look like when a nation is going through transformation? Because one day Israel's, you know, here in they're having this relationship with the Lord and, you know, God's meeting their needs. And the next thing, you know, God's saying, I'm out of here. You're going to be under Babylon, in a Babylonian captivity. I'm just upset with you. Mm. And so there's a transition that happens in the context of that. And, I really believe that the distance it takes and the time it takes from the time when God says it prophetically before anything begins to happen, then even when it's happening, based on what we saw with Nineveh and we've seen the ways of God, he's just wanting us to say, we're sorry, you're right. Not just saying we're sorry because it hurts, saying we're sorry because we are broken about what we have done before the Lord. We have this intense sadness in our heart. You know, we're broken because we hurt the heart of God and we understand that we did and that we also understand that he's merciful. And we would be like Nehemiah, you know, crying out for our father's sins and our sins. and asking God to forgive us. You know, would you forgive us? And sometimes that still comes with a time of learning a few lessons. But that would be the key. I think that delay of the time when things begin and how they get to a certain point is being able to shout out like Nineveh did and say, we will fast, we will turn. And what really encourages me too is watching how God responded to a man who provoked him, a king that provoked him. Imagine being a provoker of God. And his name was King Ahab. I mean, he provoked God.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave up his authority. He did all these terrible things. But he humbled himself when he found out that trouble was coming after God sent Elijah to tell him, your days are over and it's gone. And, you know, and then he humbles himself. He hears the prophetic word. Ahab hears the prophetic warning from Elijah. He humbles himself and he prays and he fasts and God notices it. God notices Ahab.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to remember that's the heart of God. When you have somebody repenting and somebody asking for forgiveness and somebody humbling themselves, I mean, despite even if they provoked you, you got to be open to have the heart of God in the situation and say, yeah, this is great. And God said to Elijah,
yeah,
have you noticed him? Yeah, I saw TV last night. Lord, please, no. You know, I went out there and this man, he's provoked you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go back and talk to him. Tell him, hey, I saw him humbling himself. I mean, think about that. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, whoever the Elijah is in the situation might not think it's that wonderful, right?
It won't last.
I know. I said he was going to kill you, but he saw you starve yourself and repent. But think about it. That's how, mm-hmm. It just shows you that we can do the same thing. We can humble ourselves. And we, when you really understand the intensity of the moment, you have no problem doing without food or doing without anything. You're just like, oh my goodness, God. And they even muzzled the ox. They even muzzled the animals in Nineveh. Nobody's eating anything. It's like the cow said, I'm not eating and you're not eating me. Yeah, right. That's a win-win for the cow. And so seeing this distance and these prophetic warnings, and I know one of the prophetic warnings that came, and I wish we have, I don't know if we might have it available, you can hear it, is Brett Holderbaum, but the Lord was showing him this aircraft in the air where they were coming after American aircraft. It was red aircraft. And at another time, the Lord has shown him Cuban aircraft, you know, coming in. And with Johnny Foote, yeah, talking about another one moving prophetically, talked about, you know, from the center of the United States, the Russia was coming in to the center of the United States. And you just kind of think, the center of the United States, how could you get? But then there's reports, as you heard earlier in earlier programs, that there are Russian soldiers or Russian, like SEAL Team Type 6, and for us, those kind of guys, mm-hmm. seem that they're training right in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Brett was telling us about that.
How about that?
And it's just, the whole thing is our borders are wide open for anybody except for Marines that are stuck in Mexico that can't get back. We won't let them come in. And it's like, but if you're against the country, come on in. And so you start thinking, wait a minute, this has nothing to do with people. God's turning us over.
Mm-hmm.
He's upset with us. I mean, you read the Bible and you think, get a clue. You know, what are you doing? You're thinking, you read again, you're thinking, you know, I'm the only one that watches the History Channel with anticipation. Maybe this time it won't happen. It's like, it's history. But you just hope, you know, that somebody's going to listen. And it's like, right now we can just go, wait a minute. There's no way that one or two or three people or some team somewhere could have this kind of worldwide organizing power unless the Lord allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just the truth. Because he's the one that gives us air to breathe. He's the one that when Herod took credit for what he was doing, he fell dead and the worms ate his body. He's the one that even Nebuchadnezzar, who was an evil king, was over God's folks when God's folks was in bondage, you know, in Babylon in captivity, that he put him in the woods, hair growing out, fingernails growing out, looking like a wild animal out there because he took credit for what God was doing. Look, think about this. Not even an evil man was allowed to take credit for the evil empire that he had because God even allowed him to be over his folks. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Which just show us, we got to quit looking horizontally and look vertically and realize, you know, God is in control, and maybe he's speaking to us. Maybe he's saying something to us. And I know this, if we unwind ourselves, if we take the cross and the flag and pull it off of the cross and say, wow, that's great, thank you for the nation, but then raise the cross higher than the flag and say, Lord, we need to get back to the heart of worship. We need to get back to the purity in the gospel. We need to get back to you, Jesus. We got to get back to you. That brings hope. That brings hope to the nation. It brings hope for your life. And no matter what, the Lord will come and rescue you and meet you in that place. Even if it's in a jail like Paul was, the Lord met him there. And he wrote a large part of the Bible that we read was written in prison.
Mm-hmm.
It was written in prison because God was with him. And when he was in chains, he said, it's not only bothering me. He says, I wish you were like I was, except for these chains. It just didn't bother him because he found a new home. His home was in glory. He knew that the Lord was preparing a place for him and that where he was and is, that he was going to be with him. So this time on earth right now is about being loyal to the Lord, getting back to the heart of what we're called to be as Christians, Christ followers, be disciples of Jesus Christ, and begin to abide with him and follow him. More after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Oh my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it, in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners that are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it, mm-hmm. and you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on
the podcast.
Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, yeah, buy the tape. We're giving it to you.
There
it's
you
yours.
Go.
Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it. We are so excited, by the way, to welcome our Gulf Coast audience in our new time slot now, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. to be there as soon as you get home from work. We want to give you a perspective of all the things that you heard throughout the day. And, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And we want to be able to you know, God, what does this mean? You know, and hearing from many in the body of Christ, and just hearing ourselves from the Lord and spending time abiding with the Lord and praying over it, you know, trying to make sense out of what, you know, if you were to think about it, doesn't make any sense at all.
I want to encourage you, if you have a Christian business, you have any business and you want to stand with us, we really want to get together with you. We love promoting those that love to stand for God, country, and Israel. And we want to give you that opportunity to do so. And we also want you, like you were talking about you know, a little while ago, Greg, to visit some of our sponsors. These are wonderful people. I got a chance to meet all of them and meet with them and know their heart. But we have sponsors. If you need a vehicle, you can visit Glenn Parker. I mean, if you're looking to rent or buy a home, you want to talk to Mark Downey. I mean,
Mark Downey Associates. He is the man and his team.
Yeah, they're excellent. You have a great meal. You want to go visit Auntie's out in Cantonment Barbecue.
The taste of Southern soul.
There's so many wonderful places and so many great sponsors.
Her food is so good. I was sitting there having her food. I can tell you. This man came in. He's going to have his first ribs off of her smoker. And I said, I looked at him, remember? And I said, can I watch you take your first bite? Right?
Yeah.
And I turned my head and I missed his first bite. But he came back later and he says, they was good. That's Auntie's, right?
Auntie's.
Off of Highway 29.
A taste of Southern soul.
Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello. don't know where that came from.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
We were just talking in the break time about Pat and his sleep deprivation and John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
He only got 9 hours sleep last night.
Only 9, yeah, right.
Just sleep a little bit more, man.
Yeah. Oh, my
that's,
goodness.
That's like 2 days worth of sleep.
Well, oh. So Pat and I were in Washington, D.C.
Oh, please do tell.
We were in Washington, D.C., and he looks strong. All I got to just keep him up all night. I mean, it'll be over.
Yeah, not much.
But it's so much. It's a facade.
Yes.
And so we're staying at this particular guy's house for staying in the gap, actually.
Yeah.
And he has this deep passion for God, knowing him as Father.
Father's heart.
His Father's heart. And and so he's talking to us, and we've been on all day long to the mall and just zoos and whatever else in Washington. And so I'm listening to this guy. I'm just like on the edge of my seat, right? And Pat's kind of sitting here to the back side of me, and they had pizza. And he was sitting on the edge of the table, and he's whispering. He's saying...
The guy is.
Yeah, patting his hands squat. And so the guy's going, it's the Father's heart. Right?
Pat?
It's like, no. I'll show you Pat in a moment. So I'm leaning forward. I'm like, this guy's got it. It's the Father's heart. It's the Father's heart. So I'm so intense and intrigued. I'm thinking, this guy's got it. And I look back at Pat, and Pat's like... His face was hanging down. He was chewing on a piece of pizza. I'm like, you ain't even listening. It's the Father's heart. And I found out why he was whispering, because he didn't want to wake up Jezebel. He was actually held captive.
Down in the basement.
He was yeah.
Oh my God.
But we had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time. It was a wonderful time.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about some prophetic words that were given about China. And if you missed the earlier program, you got to hear it about Dimitri Dudeman talking about, in 1996, he was given a word, and can you pull up that Dimitri Dudeman on the torch so I can actually look at the book? The book is America and Through the Fire, and there was a prophetic word giving over America by Dimitri Dudeman, and I had a chance to be there when he was giving it. Now he's gone, I guess, 1996, 97 is when he went to be the Lord. But in that word was, he saw America... parts of America on fire. He saw New York was on fire. Tennessee was on fire. I think California was on fire. I'm not sure. Nevada, or not Nevada, but the Las Vegas and Florida was on fire. And then he saw this horse running across the nation. Don't talk to me details about that. But the thing was, is that the nation was going under a time of difficulty. And we've talked about this before, but if money and opportunity and economy, economic justice is divided on race, then when I respond to my economy, you have a chance to confuse the issue and think this is a race issue, and it's not a race issue. But if jobs have been handed out based on race, if housing's been handed out based on race, if job opportunities have been handed out based on race, if lack of opportunity for a generation of people coming to a place of equality in the economy, that 10 acres, 40 acres, and a mule didn't do, 10 years of 40 acres and a mule didn't do, that how he describes what he saw in this vision of America was, it was really a social economic uprising. But because the economy, when you think about it, so then it's a financial, people were upset financially, what's taking place, what's not taking place. And so people were getting really upset about it. Well, if you've been dividing money based on race, if you've been treating one, if you're giving one race of people less opportunities and less financial opportunities or less education opportunities, and you can come up with all the scenarios you want to, but if you draw out the grid, And the grid says, I've had only 20% of what you had 180% of, then, and you did that based on race. And that's why you hear people talk about institutionalized racism, what they're saying, what, you know, I don't know what everybody's saying, but what you can say to the context of that is that you basically said that was okay, how that was being handed out. And so economic justice, in the sight of men could be, well, there just needs to be equality in how people are treated. They shouldn't, we should not be judged on the color of our skin, but the content of our character. In other words, if, you know, opportunity should be colorblind in America. And, but with that, if you divided it based on race, so then there becomes some economic struggle and somebody starts saying, yeah, we got to organize and we got to have this economic struggle and we got to make our voices known. The reason why that's predominantly maybe one race doing that, you got to ask yourself the question, has the economy been divided up based on race? Have when money was being passed out, did you say, you know, three for yourself and one for you? You know, when neighborhoods were being built, did you say, that's your neighborhood and this is my neighborhood? When promotions were being given out, did you say, you know, three promotions for me and one promotion for you because we have to, versus like, hey, that's a human being. And so you think about this, that, and this is what he said, what Dimitri Dudin was saying, and some of the things that, that the Lord's been laying on my heart is you got to be careful as the church now, not as the world, as the church, that if there was huge economic not being equal in the economy, then back up a little bit before you start looking at it as a race issue. You know what I'm saying? Back up a little bit and see human beings. And then look at their life and look at their the struggle that that particular person's talking about, no matter what their race is. And it could be a total legitimate economic unequal treated opportunity that you can say, that's right, this justice needs to be in this situation. That person for four generations did not have the opportunity that you had over here. As the church, you know, that's what we would say. We, you know, because we're not, don't look, because money was, for a large part of America, money, opportunity, things that produce money, job, land, houses, was distributed based on, race. When you look at it, opportunity, then, when somebody says, you know, your chickens are coming home to roost, they're just saying, when you think about that, you can think about it saying that, you remember when you distributed everything based on race? Well, that's just going to balance out now. You know? Mm-hmm. It's just going to be, we're no longer going to look at race. We're just going to equally distribute it amongst all of us human beings here. Everybody's going to have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. That's beautiful that everybody could have a fair chance. We need to get, and you think about the original intent of the Founding Fathers of America was not what it ended up being, but what they had to settle for is they were trying to come up with a constitution because of a predominant amount of people that brought mindsets over from Great Britain and continued that. And the first Great Awakening brought about the nation. The second Great Awakening brought about, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation and freedom from slavery, but then you have to walk out of that. As Thurgood Marshall said, when they were bringing integration to the school system in 1962 or 59 or whatever it was, as somebody says, do you think this should be, you know, slow progression? And he goes, I think 100 years is good enough. That's 100 years. After, you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, what are you saying? It's been 100 years since the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. And realized that was a few days ago. And so when you start seeing these things, I want to prepare your heart to begin to, as Christians, that don't look, you know, like Dr. King says, don't judge a man by the color of his skin or a woman by the color of her skin, no matter what that color is, but by the content of their character. As Christians, we would say, you know, you know them by their fruit. Mm. You know them by their fruit. And we talked about, and I've talked about, you know, Dr. King and looking at his life. And I personally believe, and I had some people come back and, you know, say, I don't think so. Well, that's what you think. This is what I think. I think that he was an apostle. I think that he stood and he led America to the original intent God had for this nation. Mm-hmm. And he marched in streets that others wouldn't, in the face of people you know, doing evil things, and gave his life for this cause. And so, but he did it in love. There was 10, I believe it was 10 commitments that you had to make to be able to walk. You couldn't even walk with Dr. King unless you made these commitments. And I believe that's why Malcolm X, and although they appreciated each other, they had different,
ideologies,
philosophies, yeah, and how they walked that out. But he walked in love. He understood that, first of all, if you're going to walk with me, and I don't know if we have the 10 commitments up here in front of me, but we'll make it available to you, that you had to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You had to abide with the Lord. You had to read scripture every day and memorize it. You had to treat people fairly and love. You had to be willing to put down your next of kin to locate, because you didn't know how it was going to turn out. But he understood. I mean, think about what an apostle does. He took a nation. He took a nation and brought us to God's original intent for this nation. We think about it. And other people did well, you know, with him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, front lines makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
I was with you all the way. You couldn't see me. I was like back. I was back there, and, you know, the thing. But, I mean, he was on the front lines, and America identified him with that movement, and which means I just believe he was an apostle. We can learn so much from Dr. King, because it's time for us as Americans. And what he understood this, he says, I'm only holding you to what's written on the paper. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the United States Constitution. So we got to get back in, first of all, the Bible, like Dr. King did. Secondly, we got to read our Constitution, and we have to understand an unjust law is no law at all. And if people are being treated unjustly, we as Christians, we want them to be treated justly. The Constitution says they should be treated justly. And listen, if it means that people are brought to equality in the context of how they're treated socially and economically, then that's fair. That's a good thing. You know, Paul says, I'm not taking for you so you don't have. Paul said, I'm taking from you so those that don't have will have. And when you're in need, we'll do the same from them to you. Listen, God is into all of us being treated well. He loves us all.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.